was the doctor of gynecologic dictating an endoscopy report on Eric Moore, date of birth is 9/8/1969, date of procedure is October 18/2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Volterdio. Referring physician is Dr. Jennifer John. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. Patients brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, status as per anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Period. Visual rectal exam is normal. The lubricated lymphocyte of colonoscopes introduced into the rectum in advance and is directed into the cecum, which is identified by the presence of appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflexy was obtained in the rectum. Period. The colon was very spastic and there was difficulty holding air. Period. Bowel preparation was overall good with a positive bowel prep score of 7-2-2-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings. There was a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Number two, there was a hepatic flexure diminutive polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There were two descending colon diminutive polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and there was two sigmoid colon diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was diverticulosis noted with evidence of some impacted diverticuli. There was also grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small and non-bleeding, period. Then follow biopsy pathology, number 2. High-fiber diet with fiber supplements is needed. Next line, surveillance colonoscopy in 3 years. Next line, follow-up office visit as previously scheduled.